Opioid addiction is at critical levels across the nation and kills nearly 200 people a year in Hawaii. A bipartisan effort is underway in Congress to permit Medicaid money to be used for treatment at larger drug treatment facilities, ones that are not currently covered, a measure its sponsors say is needed to save lives. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is a co-sponsor. Civil Beat Managing Editor Jim Simon has more in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good.
As you pointed out, there's this big push, big bipartisan push to allow treating opioid addiction at these large drug treatment centers. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are currently prohibited from getting Medicaid dollars, which was a holdover from the 60s when we tried to move people out of big institutions like state mental hospitals.
Yeah.
But these are now the places that provide that kind of treatment.
So this is a consequence of that 70s mainstreaming, and sounds like an unintended consequence, yeah?
Very much so, which was at the time considered sort of mental health reform of cleaning up the mental hospitals.
Right.
The background around this current proposal is really interesting, though. You've got President Trump, who's declared this national health emergency on opioid addiction, but he didn't call for spending any more federal money.
Right.
And then you've got this underlying tension where you've got this bipartisan call led by Tulsi Gabbard and others, with several Republicans signed on, to expand Medicaid, the use of Medicaid for opioid treatment. But you've also got a lot of Republicans calling to cut existing Medicaid programs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why some in the Hawaii delegation, there's some split. Representative Colleen Hanabusa, who's sympathetic to the whole idea of this, she doesn't support this bill because she worries it's just going to lead to cuts in Medicaid elsewhere, such as payments to nursing homes.
Well, there's no reason to think that the administration is going to boost funding for Medicare. And, elderly in need of Medicaid, I mean, it has to be taken from someone, right?
Exactly, because they're not talking about expanding in the broader sense. They're not. No one's talking so much right now about expanding the overall pool of Medicaid spending. In fact, there's a lot of concerns, whatever shape the healthcare law turns out to be down the road, there'll be a lot more cuts in Medicaid spending for the poor in general healthcare.
And
so this money would have to come from somewhere.
And there's not, on that level, there's not a whole lot of sympathy for drug addicts.
Well, I don't think there is, but I think some of the politics around that is changing. You first saw that in the election in states like New Hampshire and places like that, where the opioid addiction has really become sort of front and center.
Yeah.
Because I think it's happening in a lot of middle class families, and it's got broad ramifications.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see where this one goes, Jim. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring managing editor Jim Simon.